That formation of for Hamadel Bezaisim, if one is thinning out olive trees, and we'll see just now what thinning means, by Shama Emrim Yagum, you can cut them down all the way to the roots level. You can cut them quite low if you're thinning out the olive trees. You're cutting away olive trees. Well, Beis Hillel Emrim Yesharesh, he says you can even uproot them, says Beis Hillel. Right? You could even take the tree out completely. Umoidim b'machalik ad shiyagum, but they admit that if he's leveling out, then he can only take it up to the roots. So Ezuhim Meidel, and now we're going to go into what's thinning and what's completely leveling it out. So thinning is Echad or Shnaim, that if you've got, let's say, a group of three trees, you're going to take out one or two trees. So that's called thinning. That's Hamachalek, and what is called leveling out, Shloisha Zeh B'tzadzeh. So that is taking three or more trees next to each other, and you take them all out. That's considered leveling out. So leveling out is stricter. When it comes to leveling out, there you're only allowed to cut it down to the roots. You're not allowed to uproot it completely. When it comes to thinning, if we paskin like Beis Hillel, so when it comes to thinning, you could even uproot one or two trees completely if you're thinning out the trees, but you're not you're not leveling the field. But my dream, I remember what are these talking about? Mitoch shelo, this is talking about in your field. Avol mitoch shel chaveru, but in the field of your neighbor, if you're working in your neighbor's field, af hamachalik yesharasha, he may even uproot in his field. You could uproot several trees. You're there, so there, because it's not your field, you're not suspected of tending your land. You're uprooting the trees. You want the wood or for some other reason, but because it's not your field, you're not suspected of tending your land.